Just I thought of going across multiple places, so it's been it's hectic schedule. So now from this, we are planning something new, Suresh, in order to introduce you towards machine learning, data science, and AI, rather than just focusing on doing some videos on just like a kind of career transition and all this. We just want to introduce you towards some of the areas, what companies are looking for, where exactly people are working. So now I've been to a restaurant. So here, even restaurant analytics is not a new thing. Everywhere we have the analytics. So when we are doing analytics, one of the very important and the major thing we need to focus is on asking the right questions. So always there are three things what I personally feel or what I personally suggest for. One is business understanding. So you need to be more towards a business person, and you need to be more towards mathematician in order to ask the right set of questions and to use the right set of algorithms. And the third thing is you want to go with the programming. So majority of the people are not focusing on all the three zones. They are focusing on programming. If I'm good at programming, I'm going to be a data scientist. If I'm good at programming, I'm going to be an AI person. If I'm good at this, I'm going to be this. But always remember, than programming, I feel even you need to be good at programming, you need to be a master in programming. There is no doubt about it. But with that programming, you need to be as strong as in your business skills. You need to be good in your mathematical skills. The reason why you need to be good at mathematics as well is in order to deal with machine learning algorithms, how exactly they are learning, how exactly they are operating. So to deal with all these things, you need to be good at these three zones, very important. Right. So when we are working with when we are working with the client side, or when we are working with something like vendors like restaurant, or vendors like food businesses, or people like your telecom industry. So they know just about if we implement machine learning or if we implement analytics, our business is gonna grow. Right. So a data scientist is a person who need to take this thought, who need to look about all the things what he learned. It may be on algorithm side, it may be unsupervised, it may be deep learning, it may be forecasting, it may be stochastic, anything. You need to take that as the base, and you need to build something amazing what you can deliver the best to the client, where it benefits return on investment. So without ROI, no client is interested to invest money on. Right, the reason is without ROI, no one would be building the thing. So there must be a cost and there must be a benefit analysis. Without a cost and benefit analysis, no one is ready to invest the money in. Right, so take any business. So think about ROI. So think about the skills, whatever the data science skills you are having or whatever the AI skills you are having. So can you build an ROI? Can you build a solution which can impact the cost and which can impact the benefit, right? So this is what companies are looking for. If yes, if this is the case, yes, come on, post the comments below, right? How can you impact a business? Take up any domain what you are interested in. So post the comments below, right? So we want to see how exactly each audience is interested in coming up with a POC or coming up with a solution which can impact a business, right? With your machine learning skills or AI skills. Let's look onto it. Let's see how exactly you are working on. Thank you.